All right. We're closing out the show in a nice way. Anytime we can spend some time with the Chris Renwick, we think of that as a nice thing to be able to do. Here we go. I'm just finding out about this, and it sounds like a very good and worthy cause. I'm very happy that Chris Renwick is all over it. Apparently a joint partnership between a national nonprofit and the NFL Hall of Fame. And they're hosting an event tonight in Detroit with one goal in mind, to help people who need them and need the help. WJR senior news analyst Chris Renwick is here to make sense of all of this and let us know about this Hall of Fame Health Charity Evening. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Paulie. The Fund Recovery is a nonprofit that helps provide scholarships and grants for different therapy treatments and mental health services to people who just can't afford it. Meanwhile, the NFL Hall of Fame's initiative, Hall of Fame Health, sets out to provide additional medical care and health benefits to former NFL players and their families who can't afford them. Together, they're trying to destigmatize mental health issues by allowing former NFL greats to be leaders, well, and be great off the field.
The Hall of Famers have such a reach and can be spokesmen for us and help reduce stigma and increase awareness that, you know, people do need help and it's okay to ask for help. And if you don't know where to turn because you can't afford it or don't know which facility to go to, you can contact Fund Recovery and we can help you.
That's Ryan Kane, the executive director of Fund Recovery, tells me this partnership, which is known as the Family Recovery Fund, will harness not only the celebrity that is the NFL Hall of Famers, but their willingness to help athletes, veterans, their families, fans, and maybe even one of your loved ones.
We just had a tremendous kind of rally point with football fans and people that care about mental health, people that have been impacted by addiction, all came together, and it was just extremely powerful. And as a result, we've actually had former Hall of Fame players, even just former professional athletes in all sports, who have helped share fundraising goals. So when we had an individual that was looking for help and maybe needed $3,500 to pay their deductible to go get drug and alcohol treatment, you know, if I put it on my Twitter, I get three people like it. If Darren McCarty puts it on his Twitter, all of a sudden we get people's attention.
Now, tonight's event, A Walk and Talk of Detroit, will be held at the Eastern, and will feature some former Lions, including Calvin Johnson, Eric Hipple, Larry Lee, former Spartan Andre Rison, former Michigan Wolverine Braylon Edwards, and Darren McCarty, as you heard Ryan Kane mention. A select number of tickets are still available, so if you're interested in attending, you can head on over to fundrecovery.org. Paulie?
All right. Excellent. I had not heard of it. I'm glad that we have given them a little attention and that we can hopefully help them for this fundraiser that's going on. Is there a phone number again or a website?
They told me the best one was fundrecovery.org. Fundrecovery.org.
Okay.
It's a great look. They've done a lot of really good stuff. And the combination of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame Health, it's doing a lot to raise awareness. And again, kind of destigmatizing some of the things surrounding mental health and therapy, if that's something you need. You know, Ryan Kane told me, look, they've helped over 600 people. They've doled out millions of dollars in scholarships and grants just so people can get the help they need. And, you know, when you're in a tough spot mentally, if you're, you know, depressed, things like that, you need help immediately. So they're able to get the funds to you and connect you with professionals that can help you. So
and don't,
a really good initiative.
Don't ever hesitate to ask for help.
No,
you're not alone. I just saw that the Avatar trailer has gone crazy online, and I'm thinking I'm maybe the only person who didn't know there's another Avatar coming, and I think I just finished the first Avatar. But anyway, so an Avatar movie's coming back again. You ever get the feeling that there's no creativity in Hollywood anymore? They just keep bringing back. I mean, it was 36 years ago that we watched Kelly McGillis and Tom Cruise in Top Gun, And now 36 years later, there's another Top Gun.
It's Paul, crazy. I think you're ahead of me. I don't think I've ever seen Avatar. So you're ahead of me.
I can't tell you how many times I started to watch it and just didn't finish it. I think I was held captive on an airplane and I finished it. That's what I'm thinking. I'll see the new Top Gun. I liked the first one. I loved the music. That's what, if you went out to buy a new television set, if the guy was selling it was smart, he'd put Top Gun on the television and turn the sound up. And you'd go, wow, what a television. Well, it was actually, wow, what a sound system and what a great opening that was for Top Gun. Anyway, and I'll probably see Avatar again. I don't want to forget to say a happy anniversary to some dear friends, Mark and Debbie Snethkamp. Mark and Debbie Snethkamp, people who do an awful lot for the community all the time, including our golf outing coming up in July. Go to paulwsmithgolf.com and be a part of it one way or another. Mark and Debbie Snethkamp, happy anniversary. Stand by for All Talk. Regards, Paul W. Smith.